Welcome back, everybody, to The Lady Grey. I'm Ava.
And I'm Anna.
And today is very snowy. It's been snowy for the last, what, 3 days?
Three?
It was snowing a little yesterday.
It was nice yesterday.
It was nice.
Cute.
Today was good, like, fluffy snow.
Today it's good because it's sticking to the ground.
We like sticky ground.
Okay.
Yeah. Sticky ground. Just roll with it.
Okay.
Anyway, whoa, you have so many oranges.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. See, Anna like, has a lot.
They're not
stack.
Oranges, they're mandarins.
She's got a whole hoard right by her.
Because, Ava, in my culture, during the wintertime.
You eat oranges, yeah. I do
like
that too.
12 a day.
Really? I don't eat that many. But we always
That's
do it because of, like,
an
vitamin.
Exaggeration. I had, like, 5 yesterday.
Like, vitamin C. That's why we always eat them.
They're in season.
Just not
Is that a lie?
Season.
Is that true?
It's our season. It's us season, just not our season.
When?
Anyway, it's been pretty snowy.
Oh, I would like to make a disclaimer. I am sick. If I sound nasally and disgusting, it's because I feel nasally and disgusting. Just roll with it and don't make me feel bad for doing that.
Noted.
They're in season from November to April.
Oh, wow. That's all. Like, that's a big season.
Well,
November,
like
December, January, February, March, April. That's a solid 5 months of the year.
It's a very hardy fruit.
Everybody's been sick right now. Like, literally everyone.
'Tis the season.
But since the snow, it's been quite a few cold days. You can admit that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see so many people wearing nothing.
Mm. Yeah, people are not smart for that. Like, I was low-key sad because I was like, dang, like, my Uggs are cute, but they don't stand a chance against the snow.
Right?
I have to wear my industrial snow boots.
Yeah.
I saw a girl today outside the window wearing Converse.
I saw people in crop tops with their, like, light jackets, not even buttoned up. I'm like, what are you doing?
Do their parents not?
Someone, when I was walking to your house, somebody, like, some girl, she was dressed in, like, a leather, what is it? Like, a leather, like, blazer.
Oh,
what is
gosh.
That called?
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's not going to keep you warm.
That is the opposite. That will, yeah.
Leather is what you wear in summer. Like, oh, maybe not summer.
No. Not, it's not even real leather, so it's not going to do the job.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Wow.
Like I said in our first episode, it's not cool to be cold, guys. Please dress for the weather so you don't get sick.
We sound like moms.
Yeah, that's what my mom always tells
you
me.
You need to take care of your health. That's why I have this really yummy yogurt bowl.
She is eating yogurt.
It's vanilla yogurt, Activia.
Ooh.
Cranberry pecan granola.
Ooh.
Raspberries.
Ah.
And pomegranate.
Wow. That's a solid. Don't pomegranates have, like, antioxidants
yep.
or something?
Yep. So I'm, like,
you're just
beating
filling
my
yourself
cold.
With, like, healthy bacteria. Mm-hmm. That's what yogurt is. Healthy, like.
Mm-hmm. Probiotic?
Oh. Probiotic.
Is There's probiotic like yogurt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How does it sound?
Oh. If you can hear that, I have to listen to that all the time. There is an emergency bar. And it just beeps.
Randomly, or does
yep.
somebody click it?
I don't know. I've had to deal with that since September.
I bet people are clicking it.
No. I don't see anybody. I'll check
I guess,
next time,
yeah.
but...
Guess they're not waiting for their emergency to be over. The beeping is just so, like...
It's awful.
It's just so
I'm gonna
inconsistent.
I'm gonna go crazy here.
You know what else I'm gonna go crazy about? Maybe I shouldn't be complaining about this on the thing, on our podcast, but room bookings at our school, it's awful.
Can you book rooms at Laz?
No. Let's talk about it. This is what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, I don't care. I don't study at Laz. I hate Laz.
No, but if you get a room, so me and my friends, we get up early to get a room. Like, if we have a class that day, and we have a class at Laz, we go to get a room.
Mm-hmm.
I've been kicked out of those rooms. So many times by he comes up and he'll be just like it's a different person every time, but it's just like, hey, like we have this room booked for JDC. I always ask, like, do we, like, how is that possible? Like, you can't book these rooms. Sophie does it for them, books them a room you can't book. I don't know how that happens. Because I'm on a Laz Sock club. We're not allowed to book rooms in Laz.
Do you think she's using her authority as a professor to get what she wants because nobody's going to question it?
I just don't understand how Jane gets this.
Well, they're an important club.
I know, because they bring sponsors and stuff, right?
They need a space to practice. I'm okay with that. But I think that it would make sense if they let everybody book it.
Or actually, I would rather they don't book it. I would just rather they have a note on the on the door saying, like, this room's booked from 2 to 5, mm-hmm. so that I can be mentally prepared. Because when I sprawl out to study, I sprawl out to study. Like, I'm there for the day. So it's kind of annoying when that always gets...
You know what's annoying? Time. You can't book the individual study rooms. Unless you're ALC. Yeah,
I was looking at that.
Are you kidding me?
There's only 3 rooms for us. Did you know that?
Really?
For individual studies, for all students?
Oh, yeah, rooms. I saw...
I was gonna book today.
I go in there and I wait until somebody kicks me out.
That's smart. I'm gonna have to do that.
Yeah.
Because I was just today.
I love the individual study rooms. I turn off the lights, I turn on that light, and then
I go in them. But it's just so annoying. 3 rooms for every single student on campus.
Yeah.
They always get booked up so early.
Yeah. You gotta just test your chances.
Yeah.
Test your luck.
Honestly, it's kind of funny. What else can we talk about?
Okay, we were talking about this earlier, but I think we should talk about it again just because we need
circle
content.
Circle back to it.
When is it acceptable to start listening to Christmas music and decorating?
Yes. I say, like, now.
Now?
Once it snows, Christmas is here, okay? I don't want... No, because think about it. When it snows, it's now, like, officially winter in my mind. It's time for Christmas. I need to be, like, mentally... I need a switch to turn. I need something to trigger the Christmas feeling. Because, honestly, I can't handle being sad all the time. And Christmas music triggers Christmas. And Christmas is happy.
Okay, but Christmas music triggers something in me right after Christmas. It makes me so sad.
Okay, after Christmas, yes, it's a problem. Let's just... stick to before Christmas. We've got a month, okay? We've got a month. That's crazy. We only have a month.
I think that's enough time, don't you think?
For what?
Month until Christmas to celebrate, prepare.
Prepare? I hate prep for Christmas.
What?
It stresses me out. Me and my family, we don't do gifts. But then, like, some people do. And I was like,
I don't do gifts. Oh.
I don't do gifts with my family.
You know, then, in Germany, they put the gifts in the shoes.
Yeah, we do. We do, okay. My mom does that some years.
That's cool.
But we don't do gifts. We do, like, maybe a couple stocking stuffers, but not, like, I don't buy things for people. My family is very, like, not good at getting gifts for people.
Mm-hmm.
So I really suck at getting gifts for people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a problem. It's a problem that I'm working on.
Why don't you just be a gift card person?
Because sometimes people, like, don't like gift cards. Like, genuinely. I don't get it, but...
I think those people need to stop having super high expectations. Sometimes we're running late. Sometimes life is busy.
Right? Like, as a student...
I don't have time for a super thoughtful gift.
I just don't have time as a student. Like, what are we... Like, why is this... You okay?
God, no. Anyways. Yeah.
Like, as a student...
I don't expect anything.
Like, me neither. Like, I just... Like, I can't. It's so much work.
Okay.
Nobody talks about that.
It is, but it isn't.
If you have a lot of people to get a gift for, it is.
At that point, if you don't know your friends enough.
Do you give, like, gifts to your friends, like, if they don't ask for them?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got gifts?
Do I give gifts? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I'll give it to, like, something I'll always do is, like, my best friend, I'll get her something, get chocolates for her whole family.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That reminds me of last year. Let's talk about our last year plans for Christmas that got messed up so badly.
Want to know something funny?
What?
I never got the Secret Santa gift.
Nobody did. Like, nobody, like,
no.
Oh, you didn't even get it.
I never bought it.
So bad.
Like, oh, it's delayed. Whatever. Explain it.
Yeah, so last year, how many girls was it? We all planned a Secret Santa. And it was very, like, fast-paced. And so we planned it before exams and everything. And so, you know, we divided up the people and we started getting gifts. I got my gift. Me and Amanda, we got our gifts. And then Secret Santa just never happened. And it got pushed back to the next semester. And then it got pushed back to, like, March. And then at that point, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to use my gift. Because it was a nice gift and I actually like it. It was a, like, it was a set of, like, skincare, like, lotion. Like, I don't even know what it was. It was from, Works? What's it called? Body Works? Body Works?
Bath and Body
no.
Works?
Bath and Body Works?
The Body Shop?
The Body Shop. The Body Shop.
Is it called The Body Shop? I swear it is.
The one where they're all, like, environmentally friendly.
Yeah,
and everything.
That's
the
body
shop.
Shop.
Yeah. It was, like, a Christmas set, so it was on sale, right? And I got it, like, right then, like, after Christmas.
They have good stuff.
They had good stuff. It was good, like, solid. Mm-hmm. So I was like, perfect. I'll do that. And so I used it.
I'm gonna go blow my nose.
All right, guys, she's a little sick. Watch the cord. I have you strapped. Like, you're literally surrounded.
Oh.
There you go.
I, like, okay. I'm just gonna
she's wiggling out of her chair.
Yeah. Just talk loud.
Okay. What else do we have to talk about? School.
No.
I hate.
No, they don't care about school. Talk
okay.
about current events.
Current events. Current events.
Check your phone. Check
current
the
events.
News.
There's. Oh, let's talk about the strike. University strike. Those were crazy times. I was getting emails from like two of my teachers telling me that school might be canceled. It was awful. The strike, I don't even know what the strike was about. Do you know?
Yeah.
What was it about?
I can't really talk about anything, but
I just want to know what it was about because I actually don't know.
Contract workers aren't making anything.
Who are contract workers at our school?
Oh, so, like, lots of your profs are.
Like, online. Because my online teacher and then my...
No, not even online. My law.
Really?
Accounting.
Wow.
A lot of them are contract.
Yeah, two minor contracts.
They're making... I was talking to some other people on the team. They were like, oh, they're making, like, less than 50% of what...
That's crazy. Okay. I see the need.
But they reached an agreement.
Yeah, today. I got the email.
No strike on classes, shoot. No extra day to study? Dang.
No, but what does that even
mean?
I'm
just kidding. I'm happy that they reached an agreement. It just means that they're probably going to raise their pay.
We still would have had to... We still would have had to do classes. We just wouldn't have been taught.
I'm washing dishes.
Yeah, she's washing her dishes in her sink right now, everybody.
Because, okay.
Dorm life.
We
couldn't be me.
I am a professional person.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a very low-key show. And we have class in how long, Ava?
Oh, we have class in half an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not making it.
So...
Whoa, I didn't even realize. I thought it was at 12 for some reason.
Do we procrastinate to the last minute?
We did.
No.
No, you know
we
what?
We never do. This is a one-time thing.
You know what happened? I texted her this morning asking her if she wanted to record. And she was like, yeah, give me a bit. And then 2 hours later, here I am sitting in her room.
Because I was cleaning, I showered, I put on my Christmas lights, I made a really good breakfast. I was being productive. Sue me.
So everybody, if this episode seems rushed, it's because we have to.
It's because it is not.
We are making it so. Look, it's 11 right now. We have exactly half an hour to record. Lord.
Oh, okay. We'll be a little bit late. It's fine.
It's fine. We'll just, we can't sit in the front then.
Oh, no. Tragic.
Actually, I do need to sit in the front because
I know, we need
when
to.
I'm sick, I can't hear things properly.
Your ears close up?
Yeah. Like, he sounds more muffled than usual.
You know what? I actually know, like, how you feel about that.
Do you think this will dry in half an hour?
Yeah. It should. Oh, it should. It, just do it lightly.
Lightly? It's...
Do two coats, please.
I need to do two... Oh, it's starting to smell.
No. I mean this.
Oh,
okay. Two coats down here.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm painting my nails.
She's painting her nails.
I'm doing everything except...
It's okay. It's okay.
It's called multitasking, people.
Oh, I have so many funny stories to tell you. But I can't tell you here. Anyway. My mom brought home bagels from work.
Oh, are they good bagels?
She said that Tim Hortons had, like, a sponsored thing at her place, at her work.
Oh.
And so they brought, like, fresh bagels. And I touched them today. They were soft. I've never touched a soft bagel in my life.
No?
Like, it was surprisingly soft.
You know what
soft.
I'm surprised about?
What?
Here in Waterloo, there are no bagel places. You guys don't have good bagels here.
Yeah, because, like...
I realize I have a lot of... You ever had, like... You gotta go to, like, a kosher bagel place. They do it so well.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess we're just not bagel people. Like, we just don't see the hype.
It's the area.
It's just the culture.
Yeah.
I'm learning about that in OB.
Vaughn has a very kosher culture.
Very bagel.
Yeah.
Bagel very, lover.
Yeah. It is so... Like,
everybody is
when,
walking around with
bagels. When I brought bagels back last year... Caroline, my roommate, she was like, these are so good. Where did you get these from? Because, like, I tried the bagels that she brought. And I'm like, these are bad, but.
Yeah, we don't have any good bagel places. Because nobody makes bagels. Like, I don't know a place that makes bagels.
You don't even have any, like, Whata Bagels here?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my gosh. That's a whole bagel chain.
There's a, a bagel train?
Yes.
So, let me ask you. What happened when Rainbow Bagels came to Vaughn? Like, do you remember that Rainbow Bagel trend a couple years back?
I do, and they're still in Vaughn.
No way. People still get Rainbow Bagels?
Well, I think they offer them, I'm not sure. But I remember, I had them. They're just plain, but colored.
Crazy. What's your favorite bagel type?
Cinnamon Raisin.
Whoa. What kind of bagel are you?
Cinnamon Raisin.
No. That's such an easy answer. You can't,
okay, I know you're gonna say, like, I'm like sesame.
But, like, a good sesame. Sesame's not bad. I
no,
sesame.
I love sesame.
Sesame's really good.
Yeah.
What kind of bagel do you think I am?
Multigrain.
Ew. Ow. No hesitation.
At least it's not 12 grain.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll take it. Multigrain it does. Why multigrain?
You have that vibe.
Of multigrain?
Yeah. Dang. Multigrain isn't bad.
It's not. I just don't prefer it. It's not my
What's
bagel.
What's your favorite bagel?
Sesame. Or like, ooh, jalapeno was really good.
Really?
Cheese? Yeah. I had that once. To be fair, it was on a 4-hour car ride, so I might be a little biased.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really good. It was like a jalapeno on the bagel, and then with the cream cheese, it was like a jalapeno popper. You know those, right?
Yeah.
It's like a stuffed...
Those are so good.
They're so good.
My mom, whenever we do, like, barbecues in the summer, she would make those.
My mom, she loves appetizer night. Mm-hmm. So we buy a bunch of, like, President's Choice appetizers. So we get, like,
jalapeno breaded. You guys do an appetizer night? That's so cute.
Instead of dinner, yeah. Because then you just cook a bunch of appetizers. So, like, mm-hmm. We do jalapeno, breaded jalapeno poppers. Like, mozzarella.
Breaded?
Breaded, yeah.
Whoa, I've never had those.
Matzo sticks, spanakopita, what else do we do? Chicken bites sometimes. Like, literally just random stuff. I like it, though.
The shrimp and cocktail sauce?
Just the sauce?
Well, I said shrimp.
I don't like shrimp.
That?
It's because one of my uncles is allergic to, like, shellfish and stuff. So we never really had it at my house.
Okay, so don't say you don't like it, just say you don't know it.
Don't know it, but it also kind of creeps me out.
Why?
Because
you eat animals.
I know, but they're like bugs.
No, they are not.
I think of them as bugs. Like, when you see a little shrimp being shelled, you're like, that's a bug. To be fair, they do look like bugs.
They do not.
They look like little beetles, like little bugs. So they just think of, like, really buff bugs, and it kind of freaks me out. They probably taste really good. I think I've had, like, breaded shrimp and stuff, but cold shrimp kills me. It's so funny.
That's really disappointing.
I'm sorry.
This is one cow.
Oh, that's not bad.
That is really bad.
It's actually not that bad.
Somewhere
from far away, it's not that bad. Have we talked about the Taylor Swift Ticketmaster shebang going on?
No, why? What's going on? I didn't know about anything.
So, I just know that, like, something about
tickets... Did she go on sale yet in Canada?
No, there's nothing for Canada.
She's gonna... It said she's releasing it later.
Feels silly, but whatever. I wonder if that's because she knows, like, people in the U.S. are just gonna come to Canada.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good...
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper. Because of, like...
Canada? You think Canada's cheaper?
Like, with the exchange rate? Probably.
Girl,
what's the exchange rate?
One U.S. dollar is 0.75 Canadian.
No. It's the other way around. We have to pay more to go to U.S.
Check it out.
Oh my gosh, I can't remember exchange rates. Let's see. U.S. U.S.
I remember last time I checked the exchange rate, it was 0.75. It went up from like 0.73. Because I checked the exchange rates. Sue me.
One U.S. dollar equals $1.33 Canadian. So they're worth more.
Whoa, really?
So they're 33 cents more than us.
Okay.
Yeah, so if they come here, think about it like this. $100 is $133 here.
Yeah.
So just add that up to a ticket. Tickets are like, what, $300? They don't have to pay that much.
That's crazy.
For Taylor Swift?
$300.
I have no idea.
And imagine $300 for a balcony seat.
That's wild. No, but the Taylor Swift, like, Ticketmaster thing, apparently people are, like, something about...
Oh, I saw, like, pre-sale. Are you, like, a certified Taylor Swift fan?
I have no
idea. But even if you're a certified fan, they're sold out.
Master Taylor Swift. News.
Conspiracy theory, do you think that celebrities ever buy tickets and resell them for much higher to make a profit?
Like,
I just came up with, like, that conspiracy theory now, but...
Like, I feel like maybe, but I also, at the same time, think it's kind of stupid. Because why don't you just charge more then, initially?
You want to give the impression of... Limited access.
I guess. Limited. That doesn't... Okay. Sure.
It makes sense.
Whoa! Taylor Swift tour tickets listed for as much as $22,000 as Ticketmaster crashes.
Okay, you're crazy. One, you're crazy if you're buying tickets for $22,000. Second off, you are literally...
Ticketmaster outages, long waits.
You're insane if you're selling tickets for $22,000. Do you think anybody is that, like, crazy to buy it?
Ticketmaster's down. That's what's happening.
Like, do you not know your audience?
No way is it $22,000.
I believe it.
No way.
I'm gonna brush my teeth. God, why is this so inconvenient? Wow.
Okay, so
Seen that dog that's singing Avicii?
What? What song is he singing?
So wake me up when it's... You don't know?
The dog's singing it. Bring it up on your computer.
People who are listening to this, I really hope you know what I'm talking about. Okay, I don't know if we can, like, play it or not.
The dog singing it?
Yeah, because it's a song. Like, they... You're gonna laugh. You're gonna laugh so much.
Is it a cute dog or is it an ugly dog? This matters. Oh god. He looks like a rat. Oh, I know that. Oh, he's so cute. You know what he reminds me of? The little dog from Diamond Castle.
Most normal dog in Ohio.
Diamond Castle dog.
Can we talk about what it... Is this real? Question mark, question mark, question mark. How do I send this to my dog?
Have you seen this video?
Them dancing? Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, what is all the fuss with Ohio?
I don't know. How about you? You answer this because you brought it to my attention. Now I see Ohio.
I think it's the funniest inside joke.
Ohio was on my crossword 2 days ago. I started playing crosswords this week. A crossword a day. They're actually quite challenging, but I'm getting better at them.
That is the weirdest snowflake. Okay, is it possible for... Okay, how is it possible for every snowflake to be different? There's no way.
I think it's supposed to be, like...
It's not just a metaphor.
I think it means, like, molecularly, or, like there's no two the same, or something like that.
Yeah, but how?
It's just... I think it's just a saying, like, oh, no two snowflakes. Oh, 11-11, make a wish. It's 11-11, guys. Make a wish. If it's 11-11 for you.
It is not. The show runs at 3 p.m.
Whoops. How is every snowflake?
Okay, because I'm thinking of it.
How is every...
Let's say you have, like,
snow?
A diamond. And then the next snowflake only has three sides. And then the next one only has two and one, one and a half, one and a quarter, one and a 15th. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it can be the same, but just dimensions are a little bit different. Wow.
Although snowflakes are the same on an atomic level,
as if
they are made of hydrogen and oxygen atoms, it is almost impossible for two snowflakes to form complicated designs in the exact same way.
Do you guys think snowflakes are real?
Conspiracy theory?
Honestly?
No.
I've never seen a snowflake in my life.
What were you just going to talk about?
Ohio? I don't want to talk about Ohio.
I can't even remember. It was something important, too.
Nothing we talk about is important on this podcast.
Oh my god.
Other current world events. Nick, what's his name? Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
Did he have that other kid now?
Oh my gosh.
Like he's having, like, his 12th kid.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh! That's what we should talk about! The world's population?
Oh, we reached 8 billion.
8 billion.
You missed in my last econ class. The prof said in 2023, the world's highest population is now going to be in India and not China.
Wow.
So the most popular language is going to change.
Crazy.
I think it's so rigged how the most popular language is just from one country that has the most people in it. Like, is that fair?
That is true. That is kind of weird.
That's not fair.
No. That's awful. But
it's just something I think about.
Yeah. How's your pumpkin doing?
Oh, I don't want to lift her just in case it's, like, rotting underneath.
Great.
Yeah, I painted a pumpkin.
We talked about this last episode.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just recapping them.
How do you remember things from 2 weeks ago?
Because I remember I brought it up and I complimented it.
Oh.
Her pumpkin's looking great. It's standing tall, not rotting.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of my pumpkin, you know what I got from Costco?
What?
I got Hello Kitty containers.
No way!
Like the Pyrex ones?
For your food. Pyrex?
Yeah. Like the good containers?
It was a collab? That's so cool. Yeah, that is so cool.
I can show you them later. It says Hello Kitty on them.
Show me that later.
Okay, I will.
Okay, population. I think it's wild.
I think we need to...
Slow down.
I'm not going to say what we need to
do. 8 billion?
Worldwide
Anna,
Hunger Games.
Think about this, though. What's changed in our world?
Nothing.
We have no more resources than we... We have less resources than we had 100 years ago.
All we need is for them...
I searched this up. 2016.
Okay,
that's the last year that we hit
seven billion. Oh.
2016, we hit 7 billion. It's been 10 years and we've reached a billion.
All I'm saying is we need to get more women in the workforce. I think when you start doing that, the population will regulate itself. Because what are, like, a lot of women,
What are they? They're not working. So what are they doing? They're having kids.
But I guess, but like, I think it's just wild. Like, what resources do we have to?
We don't have any. Yeah, that's why they're gonna invent some genetically modified food. And all that kind of thing. That's why we're gonna have to start eating crickets.
Crickets doesn't sound that bad though. Yes, apparently they have good protein.
I know, we learned about that in business. That sounds disgusting to me, but you eat your crickets. I will eat my tofu because I really vibe with tofu. Tofu is really good. I think if you cook it properly.
I need to eat like, more tofu. Sometimes
I will opt for tofu instead of real meat. Sometimes I will opt for like plant-based things instead of meat just because I like the taste.
That's valid.
What is it? The Beyond Meat? It is really tasty.
Which company are you talking about? Like Beyond A&W? Meat. And that's A&W, right?
Well, AMW uses Beyond Meat. Oh. Beyond Meat, my mom used to buy the burgers and we'd make them at home.
I've never had like homemade Beyond Meat burgers.
Okay, well,
we
the burgers. We bought them.
We make bean burgers.
Oh God, my mom tried that once. I hate beans.
They're so
good. I don't know what she was trying. No,
I should text my mom about those again. Now I'm like actually craving those.
I can't do it. I hate the texture. It makes me want to throw up. I hate beans.
Bean burgers.
How am I gonna move with my nails wet? Are we gonna go to Econ today? Oh, look at the time.
Yeah, we're like right as we finish this podcast, we have to book it to class.
These nails.
Do we want to go?
Moisturizer. We need to go.
We have to go.
We're paying for it. We might as well.
I guess, yeah. All right.
What am I saying? Look.
Oh my gosh, the Hello Kitty's so cute.
Right?
It is really cute.
And I needed containers, and I saw them, and I was like, yes.
I need to go to Costco more often.
You do. They have some. I got those
mandarins. I live by a Costco.
Guess how much I paid for those mandarins.
How much?
$10. You may think, whoa, a little bag is $5.
That's crazy.
Look, that whole thing is full, and there's more in there.
Yeah.
That's like double plus more.
That's crazy. Yeah. I need to go to Costco. But it's always so busy when I go. And my mom doesn't like going, but I'm gonna influence her again to start going. Bean burgers. Let's talk about it.
We talked enough about it.
I like bean burgers.
I hate bean burgers.
What else? Oh, my mom. Guess what she made?
This is the most boring. Like, we're not bringing anything of substance.
Okay, because I've been offline this week. I have no media of the week. I've been offline completely.
Why?
I have no idea. I've just not seen any world news relevant.
A lot of relevant things have happened.
I've been off my phone, like off Instagram.
Did
like,
you know everything. Russia, 2 missiles hit Poland?
I did know that. I did know that.
Two people died.
That's awful.
They hit a NATO country. Are they stupid or are they dumb?
They're so dumb.
And then I was talking to Caroline about this. She's like, oh, an accident, whatever. And I was like, Russia?
Never.
You think they made an accident?
Who did they kill, though? Like, what was the
point? It was some, like, farming grain, something like that. Yeah.
That's awful.
And then there was some, like, crisis, like the Prime Minister of Poland, President, I don't know. But
that's awful.
Is NATO going to get involved?
I don't think they can.
All I'm saying is, what do you mean? If like, Russia, like, touches a NATO country, like, NATO's involved.
I know, but just think how much shit we'd all be in if NATO got involved.
Okay, we're fine. Russia's not sending a missile here. All I'm saying is if the U.S. gets involved and Russia actually books it out of Ukraine, I'm fine with it.
But if the U.S. gets involved and Russia starts, like, going after the U.S., we get hit. We're close to the U.S. Waterloo's so close.
Girl, I'm so close, too. I'm at the border with, like, New York.
We are so close to the border. A couple hours. Imagine. Wow.
Okay, do you think they're gonna start this is a stressful conversation. Do you think they're gonna use nuclear weapons?
If NATO gets involved, I wouldn't be surprised. Of like bringing
bad answers are the 8 billion population.
Oh my god, Anna.
This is all calculated, Ava. You think Russia didn't have this planned?
The 8 billion population?
Yes!
How many people do you think they're going to get rid of?
A lot.
Bring us back to 2016.
A lot. Dude, I think they did it on purpose, but I also think they're, like, stupid, so...
I have no idea why they would
they
do
just,
that.
They did it, but they didn't... I don't know. I just think... Oh, that scared me. Notification. I think...
Slack, the notification gives me PTSD.
Do you have Disney Plus?
I do.
What?
I think so. I actually don't know.
Can we watch Glee?
We could. Instead of Econ?
No.
No, we gotta go to Econ.
Okay, after Econ, do you want to watch Glee?
I have class.
Which one?
Finance. And it's like participation gets marked. Ew, I don't want to talk about classes on this podcast, our poor podcast. We'll watch Glee. At some point.
Okay.
We'll watch it at some point before exams.
Please, I need to.
I think I have Disney Plus. I haven't checked it. Today my Netflix wasn't working though, so maybe I don't have it.
But anyways, back to what we were saying. What is it? I was talking to Caroline and I was like, ask your prof. Her political science prof about
it.
She was in
her war class when
that
happened.
Yeah. It was like right, oh my gosh, I already dented my nail polish. I hate when that happens.
Oh, God.
Do you, like, you know when you paint your nails and you, like, go to sleep and you wake up and there's, like, bed sheet marks on your nails?
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I should do.
Yeah, I hate that.
But I always get the ones that are, like, fast drying because I don't have patience.
Fast drying nail polish? That's
a
thing?
Yep. It dries very quickly. I actually don't know the name of the brand, though.
Well, that would be really useful if you told me.
I didn't think you'd want to buy nail polish.
Isn't this such a nice
color?
Your
nails look really nice. It is a nice color.
Blue? I think it's so... Did we talk about this before? I think blue is such a welcoming and, like, friendly color on women. Like, if you wear it on your nails, that just shows... Like, whenever I see, like, women with blue nails, I'm like, you're cool.
That's a cool color, though, too. It's just the color of the blue. Like a royal, like,
Yeah. Actually, Pacific Blue.
Wow. That's such a weird name.
It's not right.
Isn't it royal blue?
Well, royal blue, I think it's a little bit darker.
Mm.
But yeah. Goodness.
I'm so tired today. I've done nothing.
I had coffee. I'm okay.
Yeah, you had good coffee.
And really good coffee. And I showered. Oh my gosh. Let's talk about being sick.
More? I hate being sick.
Dude,
my sister's been sick for so long.
No. That sucks.
She had to get her blood tested. She's been out of school for like 2 weeks.
Ooh, I'm gonna get my blood tested soon. I left my referral at home, so.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Can't you take a picture?
No, you'll probably have to get the paper in when you're going to the lab. But what was I gonna say? Oh, 2 nights ago, I was like a serial napper. Like, I took 6 naps.
I love naps.
I woke up, slept, woke up, slept,
that's
woke
so
up,
good.
Slept. I know, the day after, I felt so good. Like, that's how your body heals, sleep. And then, but I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, and I was like, look, I was full of energy, and I was like, it's not time. So then I went back to bed, and I set my alarm for 8. And I was like, okay, now we're good.
No, sleep is amazing.
Do you think... we will develop things in the future where we won't need to sleep for 8 hours.
No, I think that you need it. I think they can't. There's no way they can simulate sleep when you're not asleep.
Really?
You
think Elon Musk won't find a way?
But sleep is so vital.
Yeah, but
like
we think like vitamins are vital.
Who says vitamins are vital?
You need vitamins.
You need vitamins, but like are you talking about like pill vitamins?
No, like vitamins, minerals.
Oh, okay, that's different. But like sleep is like brain function, brain waves. I don't know if we have the tech to...
I'm saying we don't now, but we will in the future, 100%.
It's awful. We're losing our like human nature. Sleep is like, if you don't sleep, that's so weird.
You need, like, what's the thing where, like, if you don't sleep for 2 or 3 days, like, you just go crazy?
Yeah. That's wild. My teacher was talking about that in class.
Speaking of crazy, my history class, you know what we talked about yesterday?
What?
Eugenics.
Ooh, wait, is that the one where...
They're like, oh, only, like, procreate with people with desirable traits.
Yes.
So that we further society.
Mm-hmm. When did they do that in your history class?
The guy that, like, promoted that was actually Darwin's cousin.
Huh.
Because Darwin, you know, it's, like, survival of the fittest, yeah. So I get the guess the cousin got some ideas from that.
Yeah. Darwin doesn't believe in that. What else are we going
to
talk about?
Bath and Body Works needs to bring back their 3-wick candle sale for $13.50. Nobody so wanted mad. To go with me. No, shut up.
My exam was the next
day. Shut up.
My exam was the next day.
I wanted to go. Nobody wanted to come with me. And now I missed out on a sale because some people were lazy.
I had my exam the next
and
day.
And it's called taking a break from studying and clearing your head.
We both know we wouldn't have been there for just an hour.
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't.
We would have went to, like, Sephora.
We would have gone into
the holiday
chapters or whatever it's called now. Chapters, no.
Indigo. Indigo's the, like, same thing as Chapters. It's not,
the same
like,
thing.
They coexist.
Okay. We would have hit Indigo. We would have hit...
Airy.
We would have gotten, like, food. Oh, we deserve some
My
food.
Entire outfit. American Eagle. Airy.
I like the slippers.
Thank you. My mom picked them out. They're from Costco.
How do you go to Costco?
And the socks are from Costco. That's so gross.
We are so late to our class.
We are so late to everything.
It'll be fine.
Media of the week. Okay, actually, I saw an edit of Edge of 17, the movie, one of my favorite movies. Have you ever watched a movie and you thought, that's so me? Like, you just
relate to the main character? Yeah.
Which one's your movie?
There's quite a few, I feel.
Because mine is Edge of 17. After I finished it, I was like...
Do you have a brother?
No. But the whole friend thing.
Yeah.
Like, and just the way that she thinks and the way she sees the world and she sees herself, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, the way she is with her friends, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I have no, like... One that comes to my head first. Oh my goodness, I need coffee. I keep yawning this whole time. You know what else I need?
Starbucks holiday drinks. Peppermint mocha.
They keep going out of stock. Every time I go past. Out of stock.
They had everything yesterday.
Okay, I will hit. I need to stop spending money. No more money spending. I keep spending a lot on food.
Oh. Getting a phone call. Oh, probably for EGOT.
Oh, probably.
Wondering where we are. Okay, but anyways, just think of something.
For media of the week?
No, which movie do you relate to?
Like the main character. I have no idea. You're putting me on the spot. What are some good ones I'm thinking of? I don't know. I haven't watched any movies recently. One I did watch is Joy for my OB class.
Joy.
It's by, like, Jennifer Lawrence is in it. And her family is, like, a hot mess. I feel like I really did that really well. But it was a really sad movie.
No. Just sad.
I have no media of the week, unfortunately.
I have media of the week.
It's 11:29.
Give me a minute. Okay. First, Cigarettes Out the Window by TV Girl. It's so good. It's just like, if seasonal depression were a song, it'd be that. But
really?
It's like comforting.
Okay. Good to know.
The entire Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack.
Okay. I backed that one up.
Damn It, Janet. So
good. There are some good ones.
So good. Girlfriend by Hemlock Springs. You ever hear that song on TikTok? It's like, secretly I'm waiting for a
minute. Oh my gosh, yes.
Am I ever gonna get it? That one.
I need to put that on my playlist. That
one's really good. And did I see any movies? I I don't have any other media, any TV shows.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm usually good at pulling through on
Do you know what I was watching? Like, just brain turn off, just listen and watch while I'm sick? The Next Step.
The Next Step?
It's on Netflix.
I've seen so many videos of that on my TikTok.
Have you never watched it when you were younger?
No, I did.
Okay.
I watched it all the time. A lot of the characters.
So I remember, like, because they showed it every week on, like, a Thursday or a Wednesday or something in elementary school. And I remember after watching it, me and my classmates, we'd all, like, talk about it when we came back to school. It was such a good...
Oh my gosh, like, I remember doing that, too.
And I'm, like, rewatching it, and I'm like, this is awful.
I remember the exact episode I stopped liking it. It was that episode with, I'm pretty sure her name's Chloe. It was, like, a guardian angel, and the little girl raises up and like, evaporates in the air. Or something like that.
Do you remember?
At that point, I was like, no.
You know what I hated?
I hated it was a reality show. I thought it was a, like,
they filmed it in Toronto.
I thought it was real life. Like a reality show until that scene when she evaporates. And I'm like, holy cow. They're actors. This is a facade.
You know, I hated it when they got people from J Troop to be in the main thing and B Troop.
J Troop.
Also.
We're missing class.
This is an engaging conversation. Mm-hmm. Something, you know what was crazy? What plotline? Where that girl was, like, a secret agent, and, like, she was just, like, part of another troop.
There was
another team, but then she was, like, she went to the Next Step, and, like, she pretended to be on their team, but she was just, like, sabotaging and telling her,
there's
like,
so
home.
Many of them like that.
There's that so many saboteurs.
That
was so good.
There's so many saboteurs.
That was amazing.
Is that what you call them? Saboteurs? Sabotagers? That sounds weird.
Spies?
Spies. Yeah. So many. And they would just let all these people get in.
Oh my gosh.
No background checks, nothing.
You know who got married?
Who? Who? You got married?
Giselle and...
Oh, the guy.
No.
The guy.
Yeah, what was his name?
Oh my goodness.
I was just watching it.
It's like letters, is it not? Or like really short.
The guy with black hair.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
What was his name?
He was like one of the main characters. Yeah. Riley and oh my goodness, let me search it up. Riley and guy from
just search up the cast.
Oh wait, what's it called? The Next Step.
Yeah,
the Next Step cast.
Wait, give me the first letter. Don't say his name. Oh, if you give me the first letter, I will be able to tell it to you.
Oh my god, that's so stupid. J. Yeah,
wait, don't say it.
It's such a stupid name. Like, I wouldn't have guessed this was his name the whole series. He's the main character. He's one of the main characters.
J?
Yes.
Second letter?
A.
Ja?
James.
Oh, you're so right! James!
James
and Riley, I remember!
James?
James.
I didn't think his name was James. I thought it was something weirder. Or like normal.
No, you know who I hated? Eldon. He was a freak.
Eldon was weird.
The way that he was obsessed with Michelle.
Eldon was always weird.
They wrote his character so poorly. I feel bad for them. Actually, my best friend, she saw Eldon at a dance competition.
We talked about this.
Did we?
We've talked about Eldon before. And your friend.
On the pod?
Maybe not in the pod. But in life.
Oh.
We've had this as a reoccurring
Oh. Well, anyways, that
like
concludes
earrings.
Our... Thank you!
They're your new earrings.
Yeah, for the...
Sorry, I ended your end.
Okay, now we're officially gonna end this episode.
We will see you guys on the flip side.
Okay, bye.